So Mishnah, we're on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, so Masnisin, it's the first Mishnah over here. Hagabayim. Hagabayim over here doesn't mean the ones you have in shul. This means the tax collectors. And the tax, who's the collecting the tax? The collecting the Arnona for the Goyisha king. And the Jewish tax collectors for the Goyisha king. Shenichnasu, they went into somebody's house to take, you know, to take some things to reclaim the debt. Yeah, Leturchavayis. Vechein Ganovin. Similarly, if a person happened to be, have his house was broken into, and the Ganovim stole Kli Cheres, pottery vessels, Shechziru, and then they did tshuva, and they returned them, Eser Kalim, the vessels. So we're all still talking about Kli Cheres, pottery things, and we're speaking specifically for Kodesh over here. Ne'amonim, they're believed to say, Loimar, Lo Nagonu, we didn't put our hands in the airspace of these pottery vessels. And these pottery vessels are Tahor. And they were believed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Uvi Yerushalayim. Ne'amonim ala Kodesh. In Yerushalayim, everyone in Yerushalayim is believed on the Kodesh. All year round. Yeah, and I suppose even though this part of Yerushalayim that was in Binyamin's Chelek, even the Binyamins. Yeah. New point, Ubishas the Regel, and if it's at the time of the Regel, people were believed, Af al HaTruma. So at the Regel time, people are believed on Truma. Okay, Gemara. For a mini, we have a Kasha. We said that in the Mishnah, that the Jewish tax collectors are believed to say that they didn't touch the vessels and tummy them up. Hagabayim shenichnasu l'tzeichabayis. The tax collectors came into the house. Right? Abayas kulo tome. The whole house is tome. So we see over here that we say that the tax collectors tammy the house up. All of the house. So answers the Gemara, Lokasha. Had ika nachri bahadayu. That is talking that when they say the whole house is tame, we're going to explain why, is when there's a guy with them. Then with a tax collector, Jewish collector, tax collector is accompanied by a guy, then we say the whole house is Tomei. Had a leka nochri badayu. And that in the Mishnah, where he's believed, is when there's not a guy with him. Ditanan, im yesh nochri imahem. If they have, with the tax collectors, a nochri, a non-Jew, with them. Ne'amonim, they aren't ne'amonim, but only to say, loima lo nichnasnu. They're believed to say we didn't go in, yeah? But they're not believed. About ein ne'amonim, they're not believed. Loima nichnasnu, we went in. Avalo leganu, but we did not touch. So you see over here, when there's a non-Jew with them, they're not believed. So the Gemara is going to ask, why is that? V'chi ikar nochri bahadayu. When there is a non-Jew with the Jewish tax collector, my havi, what is this? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Elazar, there's a dispute between them. Chad Omar, one says it's because Amos Nochri Alehem. He has the fear of the non-Jew who is with him, who's supervising him, making sure he checks the whole house to see if there's any diamonds hidden or anything like that that he can give to the king. And if the Jewish tax collector doesn't search well, he's going to get beaten up or he's going to get fined. So therefore, the Jewish tax collector will search everywhere and will stick his hands inside even those pottery vessels and tummy them up. Because that Jewish tax collectors are generally Amarotzim. Okay, Machad Omar, and one say, and the other one says, Amos Malchus. It's not because he's scared of the non-Jew per se that's with him. Yeah, he's not really scared of him, but he's scared that non-Jew who's supervising is going to tell the authorities, is going to tell the king, yeah, that if he didn't do a good job. So he's worried about it, Alehen. So my b'day, what's going to be the halachic nafkamina between them? If he's scared of the guy, the big guy that's with him, or if he's scared that the guy's going to say a small guy is going to say a Lashon Hara to the Malchus, This is what the difference between him. Noch Rishi Eino Choshev. If the guy who was supervising the Jewish tax collector was a guy that's not Choshev, it was a wimp. Yeah, and he didn't have any, power. So according to the one who holds it, he's scared of the person who's supervising, that's not a problem, and he wouldn't put his hands in the pottery vessels, and he wouldn't tie them up. But according to the one that says that he's scared of the Malchus, the guy's going to say Lashon Hara to the king, then everything will be considered Tameh, and he would not be believed. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, V'chein ha-gnovim. And also similarly, the gnovim, Shechziru Ezekalim, that came back and said, you know what, here are your pottery vessels back, but I did not put my hands inside them. They are still tar. For a minute, we got a kasha, ha-gnovim, the gnovim, shenichnasu l'tachabais. Thieves, broken entry into the house. Eino tamei, it's only tamei, elo mokum drisus regle ha-gnovim. The only place that is tamei is the place, mokum drisas, is where the tread of the feet of the gnovim. So if you have your video camera and you see where they walked, you know, and it's not such a good video camera because you can't see what they touched. But so the place that they walked, where the areas they went, that is going to be tamei. But you see, at least the areas that they go are going to be tamei. So we don't believe them. Kasha. So Amora Pinchas says, Pinchas, Mishmeidu Rav. Yeah, it's not a kasha. Our Mishnah is talking about Kisha Osu, when they did Teshuva. These Ganovim were Balei Teshuva. Yeah, and that's why they believed. Because if they're doing Teshuva to return the vessels, we're surely going to believe them that, you know, if they're going to say it's Tar. Daikin Amit is Meduyak in the Mishnah that we're talking about these, in the Mishnah that they did Teshuva, Diktani Shehechziru, that they returned the Kalim. They gave back what they stole. Shma Mina. Okay, next point in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, Ne'amonim ala Kodesh, they believed on Kodesh. Okay, Tana, we have a braisa. Ne'amonim al Kli Cheres, they believed on Kli Cheres, Gassin, on the large. So in Yerushalayim, they even believed on the large pottery vessels, Lekodesh. And Rashi says, and Kol Shekein, the small ones, obviously the small ones, right? Because what's the difference? Because there was more need for the small ones, right? Everybody, even every, you know, Tom, Dick and Harry, but not really every person needed the small vessels in the household. So therefore, we gave them more believability by the small vessels. But for the large ones, only that the people who like dished out in bulk, like the wine for the libations, and that was, you know, there was sort of less needed, so that's only the only believed in Yerushalayim for the large ones. Now, this is going back on small pottery vessels and large pottery vessels. But Kokach Lama, so why did we basically give this ability to the Ama Oretzes, right? She'ain Oisin, we were not allowed to make Kivshoinois, kilns, furnaces, Yerushalayim, like we mentioned earlier, because we don't want to be smoking Yerushalayim, maybe because they don't want the walls to get blackened and things like that. So therefore, sinners, you weren't allowed to make pottery vessels in Yerushalayim. Therefore, we the Rabbanon were makol and were lenient to believe to believe that we'd be careful for the sake of Kodesh. Because anyway, the Amaratzim, when it gets to Kodesh, they're more careful. Now, continues the Mishnah. Ubishas Israel, and the time of the festival, see, the festivals, yeah, Af al Atruma, the Amma, everyone's believed on Truma. Okay? Even though it's not the pressing season, the beliefs of the festival on the Truma, everybody. Mihani Melia, how do we know that? Okay? Omar Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, from the Pasuk. The Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, in Novi, the Yetasav, called Ish Yisrael, and they gathered. The point over here is the word that they gathered. Right? I underline this word. They all gathered, all the people, call Ish Yisrael, L-A-E-R, ki Ish Echad, like one person, Chaveirim. You see the Pasuk calls them Chaveirim. Everyone's gathered together, people are Chaveirim. So over here, Akosov, this is now Gemara quoting, Oson made all of the people, Kulon Chaveirim. When Jewish people are gathering together, they become chaverim. So chaverim becomes friends, but it also means talmid chachamim. So seeing as the festival is a time of gathering, everyone gets the status of talmid chachamim, and they have believability.